Well, government formation talks continue today. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will start formal talks, and those talks are aimed, the parties say, at putting in place a stable government. We're joined now by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, today's talks follow talks between the leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. What shape will the talks today take? What's the starting point for negotiations here?
I think this really is about the main policy points, isn't it? And trying to put flesh on the bones of a new programme for government. And it begins this evening, late in the evening, when the lead negotiators and the deputy leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael meet Jack Chambers and Helen McEntee and essentially lay the ground rules for these talks, which probably, although they won't drag on indefinitely, it probably will still take some time before a final agreement is reached. All the signals yesterday that would be January, but there will be a full meeting later in the evening then of the negotiating teams to begin that work. And I suppose it does follow that discussion yesterday between Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, which spoke about the need for a stable government that would last 5 years and a government that would be based on mutual respect. I suppose before that particular discussion, one of the issues that seemed contentious, judging by what was being reported at least, was that idea of the rotating Taoiseach. Will be rotated evenly between the two parties again? One interpretation is that it could be now, but I don't think that view is universally shared. But there equally, there was enough there to set and train the formal process of drawing up a programme for government between the parties at least.
Well, you mentioned ground rules. Housing, health, the cost of living and justice will be key policy issues for the next government. Will the discussions focus on those areas immediately, or is it just solely about creating ground rules for engagement at this stage?
Yeah, this evening might be more about structure, but they are going to be the big themes of any programme for government because they were the issues that dominated the election. I suppose on many fronts, if you look at both manifestos, there probably is largely a degree of agreement across them. And I think both parties would have scanned each of those documents and seen too where there might be differences. And I suppose there are probably some striking things when it comes to the shape of government departments, with Fine Gael favouring a new Department of Infrastructure, which would draw together the Department of Transport, Climate and Environment to deliver big projects and to get them done quicker and to have more collaboration across government, while Fianna Fáil have proposed a Department of Domestic Affairs, which would deal with national security, would also deal with asylum and with cyber security. So how those two particular big points are reconciled probably will take a degree of work. Also that Fine Gael proposal around cutting VAT for the hospitality sector, how will that play in government negotiations? But I think it probably will take a number of days yet before they get to those particular points. The early days may be focused on building up some points of agreement, and there will that can be achieved too, judging by the manifestos.
But do we know at this stage what portfolios the parties will look for?
I don't think that's clear, and I suppose there's another reason for that is that this government, whatever the progress that's made between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, will require the support from a third bloc either way, and that opens the question as to would there be ministerial position for those on the third bloc, whether that's independence or whether that's the Labour Party. And there's also, I suppose, a reality that there is that 10-seat difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which I think over the course of the negotiations and before this reaches the end line, if it does reach that, probably will have to be reflected somewhere. So that probably could happen when it comes to the allocation of portfolios.
Well, the independents are still very much in play here. They'll also meet this week, and the Irish Daily Mail says this morning that the group of eight independents, headed by Michael Lowry, want a cabinet minister's position and junior ministries as well. Is the ground shifting there?
Well, I think ever since that group met last Wednesday, and as we reported last Wednesday evening, there was a view among many of them that ministerial portfolios is something that should form part of any discussions. There is a sense that if they were to look to an example of a party or a group that wielded maximum influence, well, that would be the Green Party in the last government. And I think that probably is the yardstick that at least some of them are going to use to measure their own progress in any negotiations. But But I suppose it does pose a certain challenge for the other two parties, as well as ministerial portfolios. There also is that suggestion and possibility that someone from the regional group, possibly Verona Murphy, the Wexford Independent TD, could be put forward as a nominee for the role of Ceann Comhairle. And would the government parties then provide their backing, even though the current Ceann Comhairle, Seán Fáil, is also seeking that office? So there are some of the issues and challenges that I think probably those negotiations are going to have to address in the period ahead. The next move for the regional independents is they meet on Wednesday and assess where they're at.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.